This is CPR News NKRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Home prices in Colorado Springs saw their second straight month of declines in September. Data from the Pikes Peak Association of Realtors shows the median price for a single-family home was $485,000 last month. There are also more houses on the market, and they're taking longer to sell on average. Meanwhile, the median sale price for a condo or townhouse in Colorado Springs rose in September to $370,000. The Pueblo Rescue Mission is signing over the deeds of its primary facilities to the City of Pueblo. A press release says the nonprofit running the shelter will dissolve by the end of the year amid recent management controversies. The city says it will be taking on oversight of the mission and plans to use community development block grant funding to hire a third-party contractor to run the shelter. After years of repairs, a historic roadway deep in the Rocky Mountains is reopened after being damaged by an avalanche in 2016. CPR's Dina Sieg says the Alpine Tunnel Road leads to what was once the highest train tunnel in the world.
The Alpine Tunnel was constructed in the 1880s at more than 11,500 feet in elevation. Though the tunnel has been filled in, Gunnison District Ranger Dale Funka says its historic district and the road leading to it are beloved by off-road explorers.
You can use a motorcycle, you can use, you know, your Jeep, you can use your UTV. You know, I've driven up there in the Subaru.
The Alpine Tunnel Road will stay open until snow makes it impassable, likely later this month. In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
In the mountains, it's highs in the 60s today and through the rest of the week along the Front Range, highs near 80 in Denver and Colorado Springs. Grand Junction, sunny and 84 this afternoon. Those temperatures don't change much through the rest of the week. There's more news at CPR.org. This is CPR News, NKRCC.